Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers.
All worldly things.
It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now it's his time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship the Lord.
Let's worship him.
Oh, come on, saints, he's worthy.
Everything,
all the pain,
of pain,
that your troubles
may be worthy of the glory,
giving the praise,
yeah.
Oh, together we can, yes, we can.
Oh,
worship the Lord. I don't know about you, but it has shown up good to me. Troubles come, just hold on, got some change in hand.
You might have fought some trials. You might have fought some tribulations here this morning. You might be feeling a little weary, but I came to tell you.
Welcome to Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in South Carolina with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceViewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Grace View Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I am your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this evening. Text 5 people, message 5 people right now. Tell them that there is going to be some wisdom deposited on this broadcast tonight that they cannot go to bed before they hear. Tonight, you're in for a treat. I have my mentor, Brother John Marshall, phenomenal teacher, phenomenal evangelist. He has transitioned to South Carolina, and he is now working in the upstate area, and we're so delighted to have him deposit his wisdom with us on tonight. So tonight, you're going to get wisdom from the teacher, Brother John Marshall. You with me on tonight?
I am with you on tonight. Thanks for the introduction and for the opportunity to share with you. Tonight we're going to talk about angels. I'm going to give you some information, and I will give you scripture references so that you can study at your own convenience. I will send you a PDF so that you will be able to review the things that I will share. That way I can get more information in tonight. But you'll simply need to send me an email at my initials, jdm@johndavismarshall.com. angels, the Hebrew writer wrote in chapter 2, verses 13 through 14, he posed a question about angels. He said, are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? Hebrews 2, verses 13 through 14. This passage of scripture convinces me that God created angels so that they would serve. They serve the needs of those who are heirs of salvation. If you are not an heir of salvation, you then, my friend, are hindering the angels' service. Well, who are the heirs of salvation? Who are those who have been saved? How do we answer that all-important question? What must I do to receive the salvation of the Lord? Jesus said in Mark 16 and 16, he who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved. The Apostle Peter preached on Pentecost, Acts 2 and verse 38. At the beginning of his ministry, here's what he taught. Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts 2 and verse 38. Now that's at the beginning of Peter's ministry. That's where he preached. But at the ending of his ministry, the Apostle Peter wrote, baptism now saves you. 1 Peter 3 and verse number 21. Ananias, who was a devout man, said to a sinner, why do you delay? Get up and be baptized. Wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And verse number 16. So if you have been baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, then you, my friend, are an heir of salvation, and the angels are ministering on your behalf. Let's consider for a moment the creation of angels. God created many angels. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Psalms 68, verse 17. It seems that he created them before he created the earth. Job 38. Verses 4 through 7. God created angels and gave them freedom of moral choice. Some angels exercised their choice in a way that violated God's choice. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4. Jude verse 6. God created angels as invisible spirits. Numbers chapter 22, verses 22 through 31. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse number 14. However, God did send some angels in the form of men. Genesis 19, verses 1 through 2, verses 15 through 16. Some angels came as flames of fire. Exodus 3 and verse 2, Hebrews 1 and verse 7. Some angels came as a pillar of cloud, Exodus 14 and verse number 19. It seems that God created angels in the form that he needed to accomplish his service at the time, Numbers 22, verses 22 through 31. God created angels at a higher order than human beings, but he created them as a lower order than himself. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 7 through 8. He created angels to serve. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 10. Revelation 22 verses 8 through 9. Aren't you glad tonight that God created angels? You are not in this world alone. You are not working alone. You are not wrestling and agonizing alone. God has dispatched angels, and they are ministering to the needs of those who are heirs of salvation. So if you are in Christ, you have angels working on your behalf. On your hardest day, on the most challenging day, you ought to look in the mirror and say, me and the angels, we got this. It doesn't matter what comes, we and the angels, we got it. If God created angels and dispatched them as ministering spirits on your behalf, do you not then think that God created angels and gave them the capacity to help you succeed? So, my friend, you and the angels, you got it. So what do the angels do? That's a very good question. God gave them special information to relay to human beings. However, angels were not all-knowing. God did withhold some knowledge from them. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 10 through 12. Angels do not know the hour, nor do they know the day of the Lord's return. Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 36. Angels relayed information to Abraham and Sarah. Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 10. Angels relayed information to Moses and the Israelites. Galatians 3 and verse 19, Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 2. Angels relayed information to Joseph and Mary, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 37, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. Angels relayed information to John and the seven churches in Asia Minor, Revelation 1. Verses 1 through 2. Not only did God give angels special information, he gave them special power. And I'm so glad tonight to know that there are some powerful angels working on my behalf. God gave angels special power to perform on behalf of human beings. Angels who are greater in might and power. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Angels exercised their special powers to save Daniel from the lions. Daniel chapter 6 and verse number 22. Angels assisted Jesus in being resurrected from the tomb. Matthew chapter 28, verses 2 through 4. Angels exercised special power and rescued Peter and John from the prison. Acts chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, and Acts chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Angels are dispatched deputies. They are ministers of God's providence. They influence the affairs of the disciples, the guardian angels. Hebrews 1, verses 13 through 14, Acts chapter 27, verses 20 through 25, Matthew chapter 18, and verse number 10. Angels are interested in our salvation. They bring the teacher and the student together. Acts chapter 8, and verse number 26, Acts chapter 10. Verses 1 through 4. Angels are interested in our endurance. They minister during our most vulnerable moments. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 11. Luke chapter 22, verses 42 through 43. Angels are interested in our comfort. They are bringing answers to our prayers. Luke chapter 1, verse 11 through 19. In Acts chapter 5, verses 19. In Acts chapter 12, verse 1 through 9. My friend, praise the Lord for the angels. He has provided angels, and they are rendering service on behalf of those who will inherit salvation. If the angels are not working on your behalf, it is because you're unsaved. So tonight you ought to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins. Confess that he's Lord in Christ. And we'll arrange for you to be baptized. We'll send somebody wherever you are. It does not matter where you are. We will send someone to baptize you into Christ, and you'll be able to sing the praises and rest in the comfort of the angels of God. If you need assistance, if you need some things clarified for you, you'll have an opportunity in just a moment to ask your questions. If you'd like to have a copy of what I've presented tonight, remember to send me an email request to my email address, jdm@johndavismarshall.com. We're thankful for the privilege of sharing with you tonight. May your information, may your knowledge and understanding of the angels of God, may they bring you into a forever present relationship with the Creator. Thanks for the privilege, and I surrender you back to the hand of the gracious host.
God bless you real good, Brother John Marshall. We certainly appreciate that powerful lesson on angels tonight. And I do believe that if you are saved, baptized in Christ, you can sing the song with joy that the angels are watching over me. What a powerful lesson. God bless you, Brother Marshall, for that exhortation, that powerful word on tonight. I'm certainly glad to be saved, to know that I have some help with the angels. If you have a question for Brother John Marshall, he'd love to answer your question. If you have an elongated question, make sure you email him if you want a copy of that lesson, some powerful information that was shared on this broadcast tonight. We're grateful to God to have people all over the country and at least seven states represented here tonight on Passion for Christ, and we appreciate you being patient with us so that our presenter can give us this powerful wisdom from the Word of God on tonight. If you have a prayer request, if it's brief, we would love to pray for you. Just dial number one on your phone right now and call. When we call out the last four digits of your number, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. You can just give us a brief request. Caller ending in 2698, you're on the air live now. Please state your brief prayer request at this time.
Good evening, Brother John. This is Brother Mike Woods. Thank you, Brother Marshall, for a wonderful lesson this evening. I would just like you guys just to keep my family in prayer as I lost my brother on Saturday. So in Chattanooga, Tennessee, just to keep us in prayer through travel and everything. So thank you very much.
God bless you, Brother Woods. It's good to hear your voice from Atlanta, Georgia. We hate to hear about the loss of your brother. We certainly keep you and your family in prayer for comfort and bereavement. Caller ending in 6725, you're on the air live now. Please state your brief prayer request at this time.
Good evening. This is Priscilla Marshall from Detroit, Michigan. I just want to thank Brother Marshall for a wonderful lesson on us. I will be requesting a copy. And I just want to ask you to continue to pray for all the brothers and sisters that study and moderate the prayer calls, those that deliver the messages and the nuggets on the prayer calls throughout the day and evening. Just pray for the Church of Christ throughout the land and the country that we may all stay in the Word, that we may be one accord so that we could all look the same and study the same. Continue to pray for me and my family and my daughter, Giovanna. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Norfleet. We certainly appreciate you calling from Detroit. We'll certainly keep you and your family in prayer, as well as the Churches of Christ. Caller ending in 5249, you're on the air live now. Please state your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. Greatly appreciate Brother Marshall's lesson tonight. Asking for prayer for a friend that has been diagnosed with congestive heart failure. Asking your prayer on her behalf and her family, my family. Ask for prayer for Graceview Church of Christ and Hagler Street Church of Christ. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Anderson. Good to hear from you tonight. We'll certainly keep all those people in prayer, and thank you for praying on behalf of the churches. Caller ending in 9913, you're on the air live now. Please state your brief prayer request at this time.
Yes, I would like to ask prayer for the DeBerry Gardner families. I'd also like to ask prayer for me and my husband's marriage to become stronger and closer together. I'd like to ask prayer for Sister Barbara Smith's health and healing and Sister Fran Borden's health and healing. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Gardner. We certainly will keep you and those people in prayer, and we're trusting that God will do what he is able to do. We thank you tonight. Caller ending in 3251, you're on the air live now. Please state your brief prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Pastor Brian and John, my friend John Marshall. This is Vivian from Seneca area, and I am very glad to tune in tonight. Thank you for the reminder. Tonight I'm asking for a prayer for health and healing for my nephews, Todrick Stevens, and for two special people who are battling with cancer. First name Otis, and the other person's name is Jackie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Vivian, for tuning in tonight. We certainly appreciate your presence, and we're grateful to God to be able to take your prayer requests up to the only one who can do anything about it, and that's God Almighty. We want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning to the Grace and Mercy Prayer Call at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time each morning. It's about 10 to 15 minutes, and we want you to call in and hear brief devotion as well as prayer. Give God some praise tonight for the angels if you're saved, and we want to help facilitate the salvation process for any of you who are on the fence of becoming a child of God or have questions. You certainly can contact us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com. I give God the glory, the honor, and praise. And before you go to bed tonight, just say the name Jesus Christ, because we serve an awesome God. At this time, we're going to carefully ask Brother John Marshall to give us a brief closing prayer so that we could take all of your petitions up to the God of heaven. Brother Marshall, if you can give us a brief closing prayer. God bless you tonight, and thank you for that awesome lesson.
Oh, Lord, how awesome is your name throughout all the universe. We thank you for Jesus, who made it possible for us to be in the very presence of the Creator. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that governs and guides us and guards us, for the word that enriches our hearts and our soul, and the angels that works on our behalf to lead us safely to their ultimate destination. Thank you for those who have listened tonight. Empower them to overcome the challenges they face. Love us, lead us, and lift us up. Send us out to serve you diligently. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to be in the
I want to be near the cross, where my Savior died on a hill so lonely.
Graceview Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer request to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.